Hi, everyone. Welcome back in to the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. On this episode, I'm catching up with former Pacer Solomon Hill at Bankers Life Fieldhouse after the Pacers' 98-95 win over the New Orleans Pelicans. You remember Solomon Hill. He was drafted 23rd overall by Larry Bird and the Pacers in 2013. That was after he was a four-year guy at the University of Arizona and a guy that brought toughness and defense to a roster. After a poor summer league showing, though, in July 2015 and a sluggish start to the season, Bird declined to pick up the fourth-year team option on Hill's rookie deal. And while that's a decision that was understandable at the time, it was one they would later regret. Now, Hill, of course, is a Cali guy. He signed a lucrative deal with the New Orleans Pelicans in July 2016, 4 years, $48 million. This coming 1 year after he struggled in summer league play down in Orlando. But you can't fault a guy for getting paid. But it's amazing to see that he was out of the rotation for much of that final season with the Pacers, then finally reinserted back into the rotation by then-head coach Frank Vogel. And after a great final month and first-round playoff series, his value went up. And that's also, though, because teams had money to spend. Subscribe to the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast to listen to new and archive episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. Here's my conversation with number 44, Solomon Hill.
How's things changed for you over the last 365 days? At this point, I don't think in the season you're quite yet in the rotation, and now $50 million man.
Getting comfortable. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. My past couple games, I've been, been in double figures offensively. And just not thinking. I think early on I was trying to, maybe force the issue, but I've had opportunities, especially as of late, to just relax and just play my game. And tonight was a little bit different. I think it was a lot of feelings out there, a lot of emotions for myself. And, guarding Paul is a full-time job out there. And I didn't really look for myself offensively, but I tried to make just plays for everybody else.
Were you guys trading jabs back at the out there, a little trash talk?
No, I never talk. I never try to give anybody anything to get going.
Even with Paul?
Even with Paul. Paul's a guy, he has his own shoe. He's a guy that's an all-star caliber player, all-NBA team. He's a guy that can get going. He's put up 40 before, and, tonight I just want to go out there and be solid.
What was coming into Bankers Life Fieldhouse like for you, being on the other side for the first time?
It was different. I didn't even know where to go for the locker room, so I had to wait for somebody to walk ahead of me. And, just a lot of thoughts, just thinking, will they boo me? What type of atmosphere is going to be? And, seeing just some coaches and players on the other side, it was definitely different. I'm kind of just glad to not be coming back here again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good to have that behind you.
Yeah, because, just a lot of emotions. I have, some brothers, some guys I talk to, almost on a daily over there. And, being in the Western Conference now, East Conference, it's good because I think it's a lot different when you get other guys and they've been on multiple teams. But, like you said, just 365, I was just here last year and we were making a run in the playoffs. And it's hard not to think about that.
Being an LA guy, do you prefer the Western Conference?
I really don't care. Wherever I can play, that's where I go. If Alaska had a team, I'd be in Alaska. So, I love the game of basketball, and I just love the opportunity to play.
When you were signing in July, did you think back, Larry, he kind of gave me the motivation that I needed to ultimately put me in this place?
No, I don't believe that at all. Larry made a decision, and I made my decisions. The only thing that I just was waiting for opportunity. I felt like I did a decent job of being a rookie my second year and playing behind guys that were, Danny Granger, Evan Turner, Paul George. I think I did a decent job of us being one game away in the playoffs, for a team that didn't have our best player. He made the decision, he made for him and for the best for his team. And Glenn's done a great job of filling in for them defensively and playing a role. And all in all, I thank him. I think the same goes for, George Hill, Yamahimi. George is playing some great basketball. People think it was personal. It's never personal. It's business. And I didn't need to play this game. I don't need any extra motivation. I'm always motivated to wake up. That's why I love playing with Paul, playing against Paul in the summer. And he was a big motivating factor because I wanted to be, great like him.
Have you been surprised to see so much change over now? Paul's the only one left from that conference finals team.
No, not at all. So much has changed. It changed when I was there, but that's how it is. And it's a business. You look at teams that are paying over the cap. You look at teams that want to stay under the cap. You got to try to squeeze and do what you can with the money you have. I think this offseason will be a big offseason for them with Mike Rodney Stuckey and CJ Miles becoming free agents and seeing what guys around the league are getting. I'm pretty sure they're going to fetch a good price as well. But Indy's has done a great job of putting people together and trying to make runs at it.
How much are you able to follow up on this team, check in on the guys, or is it more on the individual basis, seeing how your friends are playing?
That's kind of how it is. I got my own job now. It's like a full-time job of just guarding guys day in and day out and, picking up my play personally. But when I can, like the Lundy game, I was able to check out some of that before we played. And, just doing that in some games. I think it was a big milestone just for the fact that, they went to London and Paul introduced his signature shoe, which is already huge in its own right. And, I check some games every now and then, but, my main focus is trying to be, the best Pelican player I can be.
You mostly wore Paul's shoe while you're here, at least from what I remember. You're the same size 13. Evaluate the PG1.
I told him, I said it's a very comfortable shoe. The performance aspect of it, I won't be able to tell until I really break them in.
You already have your pair.
Yeah, I have a couple pair he gave me. I was able to talk to him, and right. This is something that we've been talking about for years now.
Right.
It's been a couple years in the making.
Exactly. So it's been pretty good to see what's transpired out of that. And I told him, I couldn't wear them today, but I definitely give him a go when we got a home stand, and I'll give him a try and see how I like them. But I'm pretty sure I love them.
Is it the gray ones, or do you have different colorways?
I got different colors. I think those gray ones was just a special edition for him. I think tonight he wore two different pair. I'm looking forward to, many opportunities of wearing the PG1s.
Your life has changed a ton in the last 3 weeks with the birth of your daughter. Tell me about that.
Yeah, she's actually here today. I think it was just a crazy situation of, just being aware of her, of my girlfriend being pregnant in March and at that point, just getting to play, and I think it was blessings. And then to have the summer we did, and to look forward to many opportunities ahead of us is really amazing. And my daughter really put my life in a different focus, in a different light, and I'm very happy about it.
I was gonna say we'd see the guys. Danny had kids, and that changed him. Paul, same way. How has it, or how do you expect that to change your mentality in life or on the basketball floor?
I think it's just a 360. Things I was able to do before. Before I even had my girlfriend, just being able to be more lax and just, goof off or, it's just certain things I can't do anymore. I have a little one watching me. She's always going to be watching me. And I want to teach her the right things, the right way to do things. I want to spend time with her when I can. Basketball is such a demanding sport with your time and travel. Just like now, I think we was on a 10 to 12 day road trip. And, things like that, I don't want to take for granted. Being away, I don't want to take that for granted. And I definitely want to be around her as much as I can.
Thank you, Zolo.
Appreciate it.